this decision in the Court of Appeals yesterday to toss the D4 Michigan Government Now proposal and not allow it on the ballot this November because it is so broad, drew cheers in a lot of circles. Now, Diane Byram, who was the mouthpiece for the operation on behalf of the Democratic Party of our state, continued to spin it this morning. I heard her around with Paul talking about how this is a miscarriage of justice, and she never did admit that this was a Democratic Party effort to throw out some Republican-leaning judges and a good portion of the legislature and redistrict on behalf of the Democrats, something that was discovered at the Mackinac Center some time back. Patrick Wright, legal expert at the Mackinac Center on the other end of our line. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
This was a real victory, wasn't it, for the people of Michigan in the end?
Yeah, I do think so. It prevented a rather underhanded attempt to take over state government, and obviously they'll have an appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court yet, but most people don't believe that that's going to have any chance.
Now, is there any way that this could be appealed even further than the Supreme Court, that literally a federal case could be made of it?
Not that I'm aware of. They would have to be quite creative in coming up with it.
And so this will simply die on the vine now?
That appears to be the case. Again, there is an appeal to go to the Supreme Court yet, but most observers are not expecting the Supreme Court to take the case.
Patrick, what lessons should Michigan residents take from this, if any?
Well, there's a couple. Be careful what you sign. For those people that signed a 12-page petition and on the description of a single sentence or two.
Is that what it was, a 12-page document that they were asked to sign, 12-page description, and then they were just told, here, this will reduce the size of government, or this will reduce your taxes, or whatever was told to them?
Yeah, 12-page, 21,000 words. You know, perhaps some people sat through and read it and quizzed the person, but most people, I think, when looking at petitions, take the circulator's word. And I think that's one lesson is you're responsible for what you sign.
You bet.
And the second thing is that you're going to have to look at the parties that were involved in this case. And in the future, they're going to remain active in politics and ask in the future if you trust them. I do think that there is some trust that has been breached. Assuming that the PowerPoint is exactly as we say it is and no one has come forth and denied it, then you have to say, are those parties the people that we are going to trust in the future when discussing matters of Michigan public policy?
Well, I'm sure at the Mackinac Center you must take great pride in pointing out what this really was all about, and I don't know if that had an impact on the appeals court or not, but they made the decision, and they at least knew what it was all about once they saw everything that was presented.
Yeah, we were very happy, and we think that this is a just result.
Patrick, thanks for being with us. Congratulations to the Mackinac Center for Public Policy for what you did here.
Thanks again, Frank.
All right, take care. Patrick Wright, legal expert at the Mackinac Center, our favorite think tank here on the Frank Beckman Show at WJR.